Hello and welcome to the Bulldog Sports Report. I'm Daniel Kiefner.
And I'm Casey. We're going to recap our sporting events from the past week.
And make notes of upcoming events this week.
To start us off, wrestling went to the Missouri Valley College Invite last weekend. The team placed 35th with 16.5 points as a team. Creighton Bauman scored 4 team points and Tommy Wentz scored 3.5 team points.
Wasn't quite the showing they were hoping for, but this week they can look to bounce back as they go to Sioux City, Iowa on January 28th, this coming Saturday, where they'll have duels against Northwestern College starting at 11 a.m., a duel against Briarcliff University starting at 12:30 p.m., and a duel against Jamestown University at 2 p.m. Men and women's powerlifting will be getting back into action. The last time they were seen in action was back in November, but this coming Saturday, the 28th of January, they'll be traveling to Fremont for the Nebraska State Championships at Midland. That'll be taking place at 8 a.m. on Saturday.
This past week, our women's basketball team won both of their games, bringing their record to 12-7 total and 10-5 in the GPAC.
The first game of the week was on Thursday. It was actually scheduled for Wednesday, the 18th of January, but because of the weather, got pushed back a day. So on the 19th of January, Morningside came to town with a record of 12-6 and a GPAC record of 7-5. However, Morningside was unable to beat Concordia as they fell 74-60. Some of the key players in that game were Abby Heemstra, who had 12 points and 7 rebounds in 25 minutes of action. Also notably, Sadie Powell had 10 points, all coming in the second half, with 5 boards and 4 steals. And Tayshia Rushton had 12 points and 5 boards with 2 steals.
On Saturday, they traveled to Orange City, Iowa, to face Northwestern, who came into the game 14-4 overall, 9-3 in the GPAC. Concordia went on to win 65-55. Some notable performances were Abby Kreiser with 12 points and 3 steals. Abby Heemstra and Tayshia Rushton both had 10 points during the game.
It was a pretty good week for Concordia's women's basketball team, getting 2 big dubs in the GPAC. Upcoming this next week, they have a game on Wednesday, the 25th of January. They will be taking on Hastings University. That'll start at 6 p.m. And then coming up on the 27th of January, Friday, Concordia University, Wisconsin will be coming down, and that game will begin also at 6 p.m.
Moving on to men's basketball, the Bulldogs after this week are 11-9, 7-7 in the GPAC.
The Bulldogs' first game of the week was against Morningside, the same as the girls. It was a Wednesday game moved to Thursday. Morningside came into the game 14-3 overall with a GPAC record of 10-2, and they came out on top against the boys 76-71. In the game, Concordia was 21-for-24 from the free throw line. A standout performance in the game was Noah Shutt, who had 27 points and 10 rebounds, finishing with a double-double. Bradley Bennett almost came away with a double-double, getting 24 points and 9 rebounds, and coming away with 2 steals.
Saturday, they traveled to Orange City, Iowa to face Northwestern. Northwestern came into the game 14-5 overall with a GPAC record of 7-4. Northwestern came out on top 79-65. Notable performance from the Bulldogs came from Noah Shutt, who had 12 points and 7 boards. The Bulldogs shot 34.5 from the field in the first half, but they bumped that number up to 51.7 in the second half.
Kind of a tough week for men's basketball this week with the 2 losses. However, I was at the Morningside games, and I saw some guys sidelined with injuries, so maybe that had something to do with it.
It's got to be tough to work through losing some of those key players, but even then, we only lost by 5 points in our first game. We're only losing by tight scores, so I think it's something that I think we can work through, and hopefully those guys get healthy soon.
Yeah, and it's always good to see, like, in the game against Northwestern, even though they lost and they didn't have the best first half, they came back in the second half, and they bumped up that field goal percentage, and they started to get some shots to fall. So hopefully they'll come back around this week. With their games, they play against Hastings on Wednesday at 7:45, and again they'll play on Friday against Concordia University Chicago at 8 p.m. This past weekend was the Concordia Polar Dog Invite. 8 institutions were competing. Concordia, obviously, College of St. Mary, Concordia University Irvine, Doan University, Friends University, Hastings College, Kansas Wesleyan University, Wayne State College, and York College.
17 Bulldogs were invite champions at the meet.
The men's distance medley relay finished with a time of 10 minutes and 18 seconds, which is an automatic national qualifying mark. The team consists of sophomore Ethan Ideas, juniors Camden Cessna, Cameron Farmer, and Calvin Rode. Rode also won the men's 1,000 meter, running at a national qualifying time of 2 minutes and 30 seconds. Cessna also won the 5,000 meters with a time of 15 minutes and 11 seconds.
The women's 4x400 meter relay came in at a time of 3 minutes 57.92 seconds, which was also an automatic national qualifying mark. The team consisted of sophomores Jenna Esch, Jordan Koepke, and Trinity Tolles, and senior Rachel Battershell. Battershell also competed and won the 400 meter single event, coming in at a time of 58.4 seconds.
Freshman Hannah Bantima won the 800 meter with a time of 2 minutes and 27.17 seconds.
Sophomore Lena Battenhorst won her pentathlon event.
Senior Mark Cook won the men's 60 meter hurdles with a time of 8.29 seconds.
Kylan Freeberg ran a 5 minute 10.98 second mile to win her event.
Junior Riley Haker won the women's 1,000 meter with a time of 2 minutes and 58.36 seconds. Sophomore Hannah Newton won the high jump with a height of 5 feet and 4.5 inches.
Colton Meyer got a national qualifying mark in the 400 meter with 49.34 seconds, also winning his event. Josie Poles won the pole vault event with an automatic national qualifying mark of 12 feet, 6 and a quarter inches.
Aaron Mapson also hit an automatic national qualifying mark of 12 feet, 2 and a half inches, even though she came second in pole vault. Freshman Adriana Rodenkall won the women's 60 meter hurdles with a time of 8.89 seconds and the 200 meters with a time of 26.05 seconds. She hit the automatic national qualifying mark in the 60-meter hurdles.
Junior Chris Wren won the weight throw, throwing 62 feet, 10 and 3/4 inches.
Junior Zach Zoner won the men's pole vault with a vault of 15 feet and 3 inches.
So to sum that all up again, we had 17 invite champions, 5 new automatic national qualifying marks from the Bulldogs. Great performance.
This week, the track team will be heading to Crete, Nebraska, on Saturday, January 28th, for the Doan University Fred Beal invite.
Next up is Concordia Cheer and Dance. The cheerleaders opened the season with a duel against Morningside, in which they set a new record duel score. Concordia scored 77.2 points, while Morningside scored 83.1. Next up came Dance, also dueling against Morningside, who were last year's NAIA national champions. The dance team pulled off an impressive win, scoring 85.9 points to Morningside's 75.25.
This coming week, the dance and cheer teams will be competing on Wednesday, January 25th in a triangular with Hastings and Mount Marty. The dance team will perform at 6:30 in the Friedrich Arena, and the cheer team will perform at 7:30 in the PE Center Gym. Coming up this weekend on January 28th, is the CIT Dance and Cheer Competition starting at 9 a.m. And as I'm reading this, I've just realized it's called the CIT because also on Saturday is the Basketball Concordia Invitational Tournament, which is to be announced on when games will be taking place.
One thing I'd like to say is that as a senior, I've gone to Concordia for 4 years. I've gone to every CIT tournament, both as a fan and a photographer. And I'm still also just realizing that that's what CIT stood for. I can't tell if that makes us bad fans or horrible readers.
Maybe a little bit of both, honestly. In the future, on the show, we'll bring on guests to talk more in depth about their sport and their performances. That's all we've got for this week, so thanks for joining us for the first official Bulldog Sports Report. We'll see you next week. And score, no!